JTL, Josh Baldwin, standing here, love, the waiting with the classic, so much of me. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Your weather forecast for today, there are fog and clouds this morning, which means there are some school delays. You can check out our storm crew banner that's lovely placed right at the top of our WJTL.com page. It is going to get sunny later today. Warmer, high of 46 expected to melt away some of the white stuff out there. Mostly cloudy for tonight, low 29. Looking ahead to our Friday, partly sunny, high 44. Our Saturday, a cloudy day with a chance of rain, maybe a wintry mix, high 41. And for our Sunday, rain and some showers, but high of 58. So currently it's 32.
Rachel and Julie are hanging out with us this morning. They're from Anchor Christian Academy. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Now, I remember when you guys were here before and it was your first year of starting.
That's right.
And I thought, what an interesting and different idea that you guys had with having the Anchor School. And Julie, tell us a little bit about what makes the school unique.
Sure. We know that parental influence is probably the most successful or the most significant factor for launching young adults. So our goal is to collaborate with parents to give them the gift of time and experiences together to maximize that influence. So we do that in a few ways. One is we follow an academic calendar that's similar to a college. So we start late August, end early May, and you have a four-week Christmas break from classes. And then also students come to school 2 to 3 days a week. And then the days they're home, the parents oversee and assist as needed the schoolwork that's assigned by the teachers. So our school is for parents who really want to spend more time with their children. Maybe they'd consider homeschooling, but they don't want to be dissecting frogs or teaching pre-algebra or analyzing the worldview of Ernest Hemingway's writing.
Sure. Know? So what are the benefits of doing this the way you guys are doing it?
Sure. So we have more flexibility with that time. So just like with the winter term projects, our students have time to pursue music and dancing and metalwork and carpentry and all that extra stuff outside of class, but more importantly, the shared experiences with the parents. So when you know what your children are learning, there's conversations and there's learning opportunities. Like, for instance, just recently, my daughter's been taking a logic class, and I had asked her to do something, and she gave me a really bad reason why she couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And so it was all in good nature. She was teasing me, but so I asked her, well, what kind of fallacy is that? And she thinks about it and gets this little sheepish grin on her face, and that's a fallacy of irrelevance. And then she goes off to do it. So those opportunities give us a way to help the students apply what they're learning to everyday, day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So ultimately, we see our students, they're just doing better than their peers because there's so much more interactive time with their parents. They have excellent mentoring teachers and a community that loves God and His Word. And any student is going to thrive in that kind of situation.
Very cool. Rachel, if folks want more information, you guys are going to have an open house coming up.
We are. The next one that's coming up is on March 12th at 7 p.m. It's a great opportunity to come by and see our school, take a tour, learn more about our program and how your specific student would match with our program. We also direct people to our website because we put everything up there. We try to have that be our point place. So if they can go to www.anchorchristianacademy.org, the information about the next open house on March 12th is there, but also we have more open houses after that. And there's an RSVP form that helps us to know who's coming.
Who's coming and who's not.
Right.
Visit online, anchorchristianacademy.org. Find out about the next open house on March the 12th. Great opportunity for you to come out and find out what makes Anchor Christian Academy different and unique. Ladies, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was so great to have you. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Michael W. Smith, back to the music.